In today's bulletin, New South Wales investigating three unidentified coronavirus cases. US President Donald Trump declared symptom-free from coronavirus for over 24 hours. And in sport, St Kilda fails in its bid to overturn Ben Long's one-match ban for rough conduct. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Health authorities in New South Wales are rushing to investigate three unidentified contact coronavirus cases in the state in an effort to secure interstate travel ahead of Christmas. The state needs 28 days of no community transmission before Queensland reopens its borders. New South Wales was given 48 hours by Queensland authorities before resetting its border countdown. The state marked 12 consecutive days of no community transmission before the three cases were recorded. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged Queensland to reconsider its stance, saying transmission in the state is inevitable.
But in New South Wales, where we have an open economy, where people are getting about their business, where we're hosting major events, we absolutely need the community to be vigilant, but we also have to accept that there's always that element of risk, and there's always that element of risk that we need to manage.
Community groups are expressing concern over how far the federal budget goes to support migrants and Australians with non-English speaking backgrounds. The National Migration Program remains capped at 160,000 places a year, and the family stream will be limited to 77,300. An English language component is one hurdle partner visa applicants and their sponsors will be expected to pass. Chief Executive of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Muhammad Al-Kafaji, is worried some partners could miss out because of that requirement.
There are a lot of temporary visa holders here in Australia who are willing to work in critical industries that are affected by COVID-19, such as health, aged care and agricultural industries, who have been crying out for the workforce in exchange for fast-tracking to permanent residency, pathways to permanent residency.
Overseas, and US President Donald Trump has been declared symptom-free from coronavirus for over 24 hours. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley says Mr. Trump has stable oxygen saturation and a stable respiratory rate. At least 27 people among the president's White House staff, election campaign staff and military leaders have tested positive for COVID-19. The president has made conflicting announcements about another round of aid for the US economy. Mr. Trump has called on Congress to approve additional assistance for airlines and a small business aid program after just hours earlier postponing coronavirus relief talks until after what he calls his election win. And Italy has made it mandatory to wear face masks outdoors nationwide in an effort to reduce rising rates of COVID-19. It comes as the Czech Republic and Poland and several other European countries record their highest levels of daily coronavirus infections. Germany recorded over 2,800 cases of coronavirus, its highest level of daily infections since April, while authorities in Belgium and France closed cafes and bars in an effort to bring COVID-19 under control. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with murdering George Floyd, has been released from a correctional facility after posting a $1 million bond, according to court records. Mr. Chauvin is charged with second and third degree murder and manslaughter in George Floyd's death on May the 25th in Minneapolis by kneeling on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Videos of the incident set off nationwide protests over police brutality and racism. Conditions that had been set at his bond hearing include prohibitions against working in law enforcement, obtaining a weapon, and contact with Mr. Floyd's family. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for hostilities to stop in the Nagorno-Karabakh region, saying fighting between ethnic Armenian and Azeri forces is a tragedy. Mr. Putin says Moscow is deeply concerned by the developments in the mountainous enclave, which under international law belongs to Azerbaijan, but is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians.
This fighting is a tragedy. We are very concerned. Azerbaijan, Armenia, Nagorno-Karabakh, people who live on these territories are not strangers to us. It is enough to mention that here in Russia, we have around 2 million Azeris, and according to our estimation, over 2 million Armenians.
Russia, the US, and France have led mediation in the conflict, but the warring sides have not heeded their ceasefire calls. St Kilda has failed in its bid to overturn Ben Long's one-match ban for rough conduct, meaning the defender will miss Friday night's semi-final against Richmond. The Saints faced the AFL Appeals Board last night in a last-ditch bid to overturn the ban after Long's high bump on Western Bulldogs midfielder Jack McRae last weekend. The Saints felt the offence should have been classified as low impact instead of medium impact. Let's check out what the weather's doing for you around Australia today. In Perth, a couple of showers, 22 degrees for you. An early shower or two in Adelaide as well, 17. Rain in Hobart, a top of 16. Showers and 19 for the capital in Canberra. In Wollongong, an afternoon gusty shower with storms, 25. Much the same for Sydney, 30 degrees. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 31. In Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27 for you. Also cloudy in Cairns, 29. And a storm or shower likely in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to check out our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.